Okay, our next presentation is, we're going to have a substitute presenter. Ann Philip Neary is here from the Ontario Tobacco Research Unit, where she's a research officer. And she's going to be talking about developing needs assessment protocols for smoking cessation system development.
Hi, I don't have a slide for any disclosure, but we don't have any. Local level data are usually measured in public health surveys, but programs and services are usually implemented at the local level. Need to develop protocols that will help public health agencies allocate resources to services that are needed in their area. So reducing the burden of tobacco requires a comprehensive smoking cessation system with multi-level interventions that address environmental, institutional, and social systems. In 2006, an overall vision for smoking cessation in Ontario was developed by the Ministry of Health Promotion. This provides a basis for evaluating the adequacy of the existing system. So, for those who are in tobacco control, this provides a protocol for assessing and planning local systems consistent with this vision. Essential step in planning for cessation system is to determine the gaps between existing services at the local level and needs as determined by the expert panel and by self-reports of smokers and various subpopulation groups. So the aim of this study was to determine the methodology needed to reveal the needs of a comprehensive smoking cessation service in a particular public health unit in Ontario. It is important that the methodology can measure the gaps for the general population and the at-risk population. We identified two at-risk populations, blue-collar workers and young adults, for this particular public health unit. The methodology was used to reach the general population was a little different to reach than what we used to reach the at-risk population. So the gap assessment was collected using six sources. We used an environmental scan, interview with key informants, a random form survey with smokers and recent smokers, a street intercept survey with blue-collar workers, young adult smokers, and recent smokers, and a semi-structured interview with smokers who want to quit, and a semi-structured interview with community leaders and workplace managers. So the first source we used was the environmental scan. What we did was, the initial stage of the study, we called the telephone helpline and the public health unit to get a list of cessation services they have available. And then we called each one of those cessation services and asked them for their reach for smokers. And this provided a quick way of understanding what services and policies are available, as well as their reach. And before we did this, there was no comprehensive document containing all this information. Next, what we did, we interviewed key informants, and this enhanced our understanding of what services are available, their advantages and disadvantages, as well as what services were most needed in order to have a comprehensive smoking cessation strategy. And by talking to key informants, we were told that young adults and blue-collar workers were the ones with high prevalence in that community. In the next approach, we used random digidialing method to collect a sample of 800 smokers and recent smokers, and then we weighted the data by age, gender, so that we can generalize it to that public health unit. And this phone survey showed important characteristics of how people in that public health unit smoke, their quit intentions, their awareness, use, and satisfaction with smoking cessation services. These results showed that participants' smoking behaviors, as well as awareness and use of services, are very different than those from Ontario in general. And the street intercept survey, this is a different approach to getting at blue-collar workers and young adults. And we had a group of people go to places where blue-collar workers or young adults may work and collect a convenience sample of 100 blue-collar workers and 100 young adults smokers. And this critical data on important characteristics of how blue-collar workers and young adults smoke, this showed us how they smoke, their quit intentions, their awareness, the satisfaction with smoking cessation services. Though this was not a random sample and the participant surveyed was not large enough, it gave us some information about at-risk population, which we may not have gotten through a phone survey. interviews with smokers. So after the phone survey, during the survey we asked smokers, are they intending to quit in the next 6 months? And those who said, yes, I'm intending to quit, at the end of the survey we asked them, can we interview you at a later time point? So we called those who agreed to participate in an interview. And this was used because it is important how smokers are making choices when it comes to cessation services and products. Rich information on the success and failures of existing cessation services from smokers themselves, as well as the program products and services that smokers want to see available in the region to assist them in their quit attempts. The conclusion. Each component has merit in itself and therefore makes a contribution on its own. In Ontario, you know, just using a phone survey doesn't tell you everything about an at-risk population. And talking to key informants, at-risk group, particularly doing a quantitative and a qualitative approach to getting the information was very useful for us. And we'd like to acknowledge the financial support we received from Ministry of Health Promotion in Ontario. And we would like to thank the Research Advisory Committee and all the participants who generally participated in the study. I'll try to answer any questions that you have, but if I can't answer it, please contact Dr. Nadia Minion. Questions? Yes. It's a kind of a rural public health unit, but we chose it because they had the relative, their smoking prevalence was similar to Ontario's, and the services, number of services they were providing was similar to Ontario. So it was kind of out of convenience because we can commute, the researchers can commute and obtain information. So
was it in Ontario?
It's in Ontario. It's just there are 36 public health units, and this is one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Which one was it?
Simcoe Muskoka. Yeah. Yes.
Your environmental scan was sort of generic, and I'm wondering if Ontario might want to do some population-specific surveys. And I'm thinking, for instance, of the South Asian population, where the tobacco products are different from the ones that have been targeted in the more general scan. There are a lot of smokeless products, for instance, that contain tobacco, and the South Asian community is aware of it, but many of the non-South Asians are not.
True. Ontario doesn't have any like subpopulation smoking surveys, and we're trying to write grants to have that be done. But the provincial survey and the national survey does collect information on ethnicity and smokeless tobacco and other tobacco products. So we can analyze that information, but it's not available publicly to researchers. You have to go through, you have to apply for that information to be released. So yeah, we need to do more work regarding that. Thank you. Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you.